My colleagues, we come to the end of the 49th Parliament. It's been a busy one. You've sat for 1,650 hours, approximately, which is 150 hours more than the 48th Parliament. Must say, though, a quarter of those hours were under urgency. And I hope the proposals to amend our standing orders adopted by this House will facilitate less reliance on the use of urgency to advance the legislative program in the future. Only two private members' bills received the royal assent, and I again hope that the proposals in the standing orders amendments will just help the House see and consider a few more private members' bills than that. It was three in the 48th Parliament, so it is not a recent decline in those numbers. The busiest select committee of the House during this last term was the Finance and Expenditure Committee, closely followed by the Commerce Committee in terms of reports presented to this House. But the big change from the 48th to the 50th Parliament in the stats was the questions for written answer. They went up 40% to 73,181, which is becoming quite a load on ministers' offices. I'm sure the opposition would say, however, it means they're a very hard-working opposition. Interestingly, despite 17 fewer sitting days, more oral questions were asked, reflecting, I think, positively on the practice of allowing question time to take place, even during urgency. But enough of figures, my colleagues. My thanks to you all for the kind comments that so many of you have made about those who support us here in this place, from the cleaners to the committee clerks, from our loyal chamber and gallery offices to our librarians. And I don't want to mention the entire list for fear of leaving some out, but I just want you to know how much we value you all, that you help create the special character of this place, and we're very much indebted to you. I do want to, however, thank the security team, and in particular, Dennis LaPlanche. Thanks to Dennis for his speedy and courageous actions yesterday that saved what could have been an unthinkable outcome. And our best wishes to Dennis for his speedy and full recovery. My colleagues, this term our nation has had to cope with the twin tragedies of Pike River and the Canterbury earthquakes, and I want to thank Jeff Thorne and the Parliamentary Service team and our electorate agent staff that have been involved in all of that for the support that they've provided to our colleagues in this House and in helping them to continue serving their constituents through these tragic circumstances. I want to thank those involved in that big effort, because it was a huge effort. This House is very fortunate to have as our clerk Mary Harris. The clear thinking of her incisive mind is something that I have valued hugely. Mary, it's been a privilege to work with you and your gem of an executive assistant, Andy Lindsay. I want to thank the members of the Standing Orders Committee, the Honourable Simon Power, the Honourable Trevor Mallard, the Honourable Rick Barker, Chris Tremaine, Dr. Kennedy Graham, the Honourable John Viscowan, Tauroa Flavel, the Honourable Peter Dunn, the Honourable Jim Anderton, of course, those who also served on the committee, Lindsay Tisch, my Deputy Speaker, and Chris Hipkins. I think you guys did a superb job, and I really do believe that the new standing orders should help this House progress legislation in the future more effectively in a more measured way and provide for improved public input and scrutiny of legislation that passes through this House. Undoubtedly, the proposed changes to standing orders will add some new responsibilities for the Business Committee. And I want to congratulate that committee too for the growing effectiveness that I believe it's exhibited this term. And in particular, I want to thank the Acting Leader of the House, the Honourable Simon Power, and the Shadow Leader of the House, the Honourable Trevor Mallard, because I believe both of you have provided outstanding leadership to the Business Committee, but I also do want to thank the other members of the Business Committee. It's been great working with you, and I think you've done a great job. To my Deputy Speaker and my presiding officer team, Lindsay Tisch does an extraordinary job. I don't have to worry at all about the rosters, about the chairing of the House at all. Lindsay just handles all of that in an absolutely efficient way. I've not lost one second's sleep over it in my 3 years as Speaker, and at times though I have observed that Lindsay himself has spent fairly significant hours in the chair. But to the assistants, my assistant speakers Eric Roy and H.V. Ross Robertson, they've done a great job too in maintaining the kind of style that I wanted to see come to the chair of the House, and I'm deeply indebted to my presiding officer team. To my own office team, my thanks to our komātua, Rose White Tohuparai. She's an amazing, amazing komātua for us, and they do a wonder. She and her colleagues do a wonderful job in organising the protocol and ceremonial occasions that make us all feel so proud when people visit this parliament. My sergeant-at-arms, Brent Smith, thank you, Brent. And also to my own office staff, Roland here, to Trish and Beryl, my senior private secretary, now in her 26th year of continuously looking after me. I don't know, Beryl, what kind of perverse thing it is that keeps you doing that, but I'm so indebted to Beryl for that. And I must say, she's pretty efficient. I say to ministers in the House, she's run the Speaker's office this term on less than 50% of the cost of the Speaker's office during the previous term. There's a challenge for ministers in running ministers' offices to see if they can emulate that. My colleagues, during this term we've had some memorable moments, such as saying goodbye to Sir Anand and Lady Susan Satyanand, and of course swearing in our new Governor-General, Lieutenant-General, the Right Honourable Sir Jerry Mataparai. We've had the first address to this House by a visiting Prime Minister, the Prime Minister of Australia, Julia Gillard. It was a very special occasion. We've had some significant legislation during the term. The Auckland Single City, the Canterbury earthquake legislation was very important legislation. There's even been, if we count debating hours, something to do with the Royal Society that must have been important legislation given the hours that were put into debating into this House. We've also had, though, some wonderfully humorous moments. I'll never forget the response of the Honourable Jerry Brownlee to the attractive invitation from the Honourable David Parker for Mr. Brownlee to explore the natural delights of the South Island backcountry alone with Mr. Parker. It was an exquisite response in this House, exquisite repartee, and some of the moments that one never forgets to probably the moment when I don't know why I lost control so much, though, when my colleague, I think he is still here, the Honourable Toe Henry, interjected something to do with someone called Linda Lovelace. You, my colleague, seem to understand what that meant. I had no idea what he was... the Speaker couldn't possibly have had any idea what the Honourable Toe Henry was on about. But even to today's consideration of the possible, horrible, possible fate of Happy Feet, they're all moments that all bring a lighter touch to this House. And to me, it's important that among the important and serious business we conduct, that we do maintain at times, at all times, the best possible humour. In recent days, we've heard some wonderful valedictories. To those of you, my colleagues, retiring, my best wishes go with you as you reclaim your lives. To those of you heading out to face the voters, good luck to all of you. As Speaker, I've kind of developed a fondness of all of you, and I wish you all the very best as you face the voters. My colleagues, you have treated me as Speaker with extraordinary courtesy these last 3 years, and I'm humbled by that. It has been a special privilege to serve as your Speaker in this 49th Parliament. Go well. I thank you all. And go the mighty All Blacks. The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned until 2 p.m. on Tuesday, 25 October 2011.